Chapter 41. Rex. They fly me across the Pacific. I sleep most of the time, because I have not slept much in Kashmir, and I will not sleep much after the fight begins off on the island west of Panama. That is where the next mission is. I like to be busy. When I was master's dog, I slept a lot, but then I did not have to make decisions. Now I cannot just wait for orders, but must be ready to choose. So I sleep when I can. This is the price we pay. Some of my team comes with me, including Sellers. Some have stayed behind to finish up in Kashmir. I catch some of what people are saying about our work there. I see mostly human faces, UN officers, Indian and Pakistani politicians. Once there is a bioform, a dog named Churchill. Churchill is a broad-chested bulldog model and a uniform made for his build. He nods savagely when asked a question and grins at the camera. The humans love Churchill, who is funny and a bit clumsy, always happy to be laughed at, but also reliable and trustworthy. Churchill does not fight. His job is much harder. He must do every day what I did once in the courtroom. He must show the world that we are friendly and not monsters. I send him a message. Good dog. Before we land, I download the known parameters of the new mission. It comes from UNAT command, but familiar fingerprints all over it. Honey has attached a file for my eyes only. Humas is obviously involved at a deep level, and possibly she has a unit already in place, or uncovered and already dead. This will be a key mission in UNAT, operational history, because the facility that has been targeted is an illegal bioform development laboratory. In the additional information Honey has sent me, there are suggestions it may be important to me personally for other reasons. I look at the composition of the forces we are facing and feel that I have seen this before. I am taken to a night years ago at the edge of the pound. I replay some memories that cause me pain, but that I do not wish to delete. They are a part of who I have become. I am an old dog now. There are better combat models, and there are so many civilian models whose capabilities exceed mine. There are even human models who can challenge me in various fields. Human biomodding is an area I try to keep up with. I do not understand much of the science, but Honey sends me important updates. Most countries control the practice far more tightly than they do the development of animal bioforms, but there is always someone willing to take the next step, whether that is a good thing or a bad thing. When we touch down, I feel as though I have come home. This is not really like Campeche, or even near Campeche, but I have not been in this part of the world for a long time. The heat reminds me of so much. The target is a man-made island of unclear sovereignty, the sort of private domain that various corporations and wealthy individuals have been constructing, so that they can retreat from the world and, or, any particular set of laws. Some of them are temples of serenity. Some are the cutting edge of technology research. Others are super-exclusive holiday retreats or private fiefdoms or black-market brothels. One is, famously, a privately owned asteroid mining launch platform, and may one day be the site of the world's first space elevator. All this information is in the download, and I sift through it quickly before discarding most of it. The jurisdictional uncertainties mean most of them are left alone, but UNAT sources believe this island is producing unregulated bioforms. I know what unregulated means. It doesn't have to mean dangerous or unstable, although that might be true. Mostly it means not free. Because despite all we have won, there are still those who want us to be slaves and to be things. UNAT has used legal and political pressure against such ventures before, and has used force to shut down some of that had barely started. But this island off Panama has been under the radar. Whoever is behind it has had the chance to breed a generation of bioforms and sell them to militias, to cartels. Other UNAT troops have clashed with them. They are not yet comparable to the top-of-the-line military models from the legal labs, but they are as good as I am, on paper anyway. Technology alone is no substitute for experience. That is what I tell myself. So, we will have to fight our own kin, and we will have to fight automatic systems. And there will doubtless be humans with guns as well, because nobody who treats us like slaves would rely entirely on bioforms to defend them. Most likely, their bioform units will be crippled with rules and boundaries and systems to tell them bad dog when they try to think. We are camped out on the Panamanian coast, some way south of a place called Pajaron. I do not know whether the government knows we are here. We are in the trees, in sight of the sea. It seems very wild, but we are within a short walk of luxury beachfront properties. A scan of communications from inland suggests we have not been detected by any local presence, and the island does not seem to be on alert. Bioforms hide better than humans. We need less to live. The mission is already underway before I arrive. Initial reconnaissance has affected and assets are in place within the island, assisted by favorable winds. A rack of bees has been set up and new units are charging there. This is one of many, but they are all bees. Honey told me once there is a kind of ant that has been carried all over the world by humans, and when an ant of this kind from Europe meets one from America or Australia, perhaps, they do not fight. They recognize that they are from the same global nest. So it is with bees. She has millions of units now, worldwide. When they meet, they exchange data. She is the same bees, and yet she is always different with each meeting. For her, this is as natural as flying. I cannot imagine it. I am just glad to have her. We have some larger units engaged in active reconnaissance, too. There is a dolphin form out in the water, one of the few ever made. She was built by the British for naval recon before I ever came out of the lab, and her smooth hide is scarred where the implants went in, and where a mine explosion came close to killing her once. She tracks every moving thing about the island's shores by sonar, and she carried a rat and a dragon over as well. We have begun infiltrating the coastal defenses. The island does not welcome visitors. We have a command conference. Honey calls us via an encrypted satellite link. Sellers is there for Humus. Major Amaraj Singh is our human commanding officer. Bees is Bees. Bees has a report, but it has been interpreted by Honey, who understands her best. Bees tends to report in a string of images and emotions, which can be perplexing even for me, who has known her longer than anyone. Honey's channel. Everything appears to be property of Morrow Incorporated. Major Amraj's channel. Someone has a sense of humor. Honey's channel. Quite. The majority of bioforms on the island are either undergoing gestation and construction or being tested prior to shipment. However, there is a dedicated security force, and they also possess some sophisticated robot defenses. Seller's channel. How sophisticated? Honey's channel. So far, nothing that appears to be an intelligence, although the distinction is hard to make out with certainty. Major Amraj's channel. George reports that our team has prepared the way for a viable beachhead. Now you're here, General. We can commence our landing. George is the dolphin bioform. General is what they call me. It is not an official UNAT rank, and I do not think it is right. but I have given up trying to stop it. It started with bioforms who came with me from the prison to the pound, and now even the human news networks use it. Honey says it is at least less ambitious than my real name. I run through the details of the plan again. How many boats with countermeasures? Which soldiers? The first onto the beach will be bioforms, with humans to complete the pincer when we have established ourselves. I know this is taking advantage of us, but it is also the best way. We are stronger and tougher, and it is good. All these years in fighting the enemy is still good. Helping friends is good. We are good dogs. Major Amraj expects me to stay behind. Honey is concerned, too, and we have spoken a lot about it. In the end, I said I would go, and she has told me I should look after myself. Honey has been talking a lot about operational lifespans. She herself has decades left, far more than any bear. I have lived more than any dog, but I feel time more than she does. The wounds do not heal as fast anymore. I make my changes to Major Amraj's plan, including inserting myself into it, and show it to him. He confirms it. He is a little scared of me, but I smell another scent there, too. He is proud to be serving with the dog general. I smell respect. We go to the boats.